起我，唱什么都遇见，他露出我的秋天那个我，可是秋天的那家子在秋天的那家子看秋天你会发的心，别会看你的长得就把你心也会跟我的反击要何必。
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. Kids Express brings you the voices of children on a variety of issues that affects their lives, providing them an opportunity to speak their mind. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the people from Mayo Girls Primary School here in Juba. You are most welcome to the show.
I'm by the name Flora Santo from Mayo Girls Primary School P7.
I'm by name Regina Thomas Moses from Mayo Girls Primary School in Primary 6.
I'm by the name Sunday Massimo from Mayo Girls in Standard 7.
I'm by the name Joyce Sebila from Mayo Girls Primary School P5.
You are most welcome to the show. Kids Express is pleased to have you as part of the program today. Now, every year on the 11th October, the world celebrates International Day of Girl Child. This year's theme is the power of the adolescent girl vision for 2030. There are nearly 600 million girls aged from 10 to 19 in the world today, each with limitless individual potential. However, they are disappearing from public awareness and the international development agenda. Between inequities in the secondary education to protection issues, adolescent girls are uniquely impacted and should benefit from targeted investment and programs that address their distinct needs. Investing in adolescent girls can have a formidable ripple effect to create a better world by 2030. If you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, and Ministry of Education. Perhaps if you're listening to this program, it's an opportunity for you to take action on some of the serious issues that we might be discussing in the show here. It is an opportunity for you to respond to some of the challenges that the children of our nation are going through. Now, in our discussion, we are looking at International Day of Girl Child. We are so happy that you managed to come to the studio to be with us. So let's dive right into our discussion. Why should International Day of Girl Child be celebrated? Let me begin with you, Flora.
To know the importance of girl child rights in our security. Because here in South Sudan, the girls, she don't have rights. Because when you want to go to school, some of the family, they can't leave her daughter to go to school. They say that you are a girl. What do you want to go and do to school? We have a right. We are like a boy. Anything a boy can do, we can do it. We are a girl. We have a right to raise up our voice. You know what? A girl very important in country. No girl, no boy. Okay. We are the same.
Thank you. Yes, let me hear from Regina. That is very brilliant from Flora. Regina, what do you have to tell us?
You know that the girl is very important in the country. Say why? Because for me, I will say like this girl is important to her family. Like this girl is very important sometime in school. Like this, school is the future of girl. Yeah, education is the best life to anybody. That I will say girl is very important.
Okay. Thank you so much, Regina. Let me hear from Sunday.
To improve girls' child education. like in South Sudan here. Other girls, they will study, and others, their parents will say that, you are a girl, let you go and marry. They will be forced by marriage. Let them go and marry. That's why that girls are not educated in South Sudan.
Okay, yes. Let me hear from Joyce.
Girl, are you among your rights? Girl have rights for education. Girl have rights to be, to give food. Busy need, for example, Fred, shield, education, heal. Girl have rights free on of expectation.
Okay, perhaps when you're speaking, you need to raise your voice a little higher so that we can, the listeners can listen to what you are saying. Well, having mentioned that, you've spoken something about the rights of girls. Are you aware of your rights as girls? Are you? Yes. Flora, do you know your rights as girls?
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the rights you know?
I have a right to be have a name. Like all of the world, they don't have a child, doesn't have a name, like me now. I am Flora. Even I have a right to be a future of tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, example in South Sudan here, I have a right to be anything I want. Even I have a freedom. We give her freedom, we give her a right.
Okay. Freedom of expression, yes. Let's hear from Regina.
I do not have an answer.
Okay, you don't have an answer. How about rights to education, right to survival, right to medical care, right to food, right to protection? Those are some of the rights, isn't it? Yes. You have an addition you want to give us, Sunday?
Girl has right to be given a food, basic need. For example, food, shelter, education, health, and clothes. Yes, you can help a girl, like a girl who are under adolescent. You can help her with the sanitary part or usable part. Like guys, they are helping us with some money to buy something. Like for a school or for yourself, you can buy things.
Okay. Joyce, you have any answer for us?
No.
Okay. All right. We are looking at the rights of girls. There are so many other rights which perhaps by the end of this show you'll get to know them better. Yes. We're also saying that some of the rights perhaps are not being respected. So, Flora, you mentioned something that there are times when you are hindered from going to school and you're told, you know, you have to go and get married. Those are some of the rights perhaps which are being violated for the girls. So, what other, apart from not being sent to school, what other areas do you feel your rights are not respected?
Example, like a village, eh? In village there, many girls, they are not going to school. Why? Because of the parents. The parents, they don't like girls to go to school. I don't know why. But a girl, it is your future. If she don't go to school, you have one girl, one boy. Uh-huh. If one this one boy die, what can you do? You have to take your girl to school. In future, she will be your future. She will raise up your head. And then that's why I say that girl is very important in our life.
Mm. Okay, yes. Regina, how have the rights of girls been violated?
Some parents say to the girl, you are the girl, why don't you want to go to the school? I will get these parents is a very important to South Sudan. For me, that I will say girl to go to the school because this is the her future of the girl. Well, sometimes girl will not feeling like a boy. Say why? Because girl can feeling in her future. He want to say that what will happen in my future, that I will say I want to go to school. Because I want to I want to raise the country up.
Okay. Yes, let me hear from Sunday.
Yes, our rights should be respected. Sometimes it's not respected because some parents do not give chance to go to school because they consider give as a source of wealth. the girls should be more early.
Okay. So they look at the girls just as source of wealth to the family,
yes,
rather than sending them to school to study.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let me hear from Joyce.
Parents, you don't want girls going to school because he want to go in marriage.
Okay, he wants girls to go for marriage. Okay. All right, those are the views of our children from Mayo Girls Primary School. We go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from them.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, and we are privileged to have the children from Mayo Girls Primary School. Yes, let me hear from you. What areas have the girls excelled in? What areas have you seen women doing well, better than men?
Like example, in Gumbo, some of them, they are present. Some of them, they are okay, good work, but the men, they are too lazy. A man wants a thing that a woman bring it, but he don't want to work. That's why I say that a woman is very important. Can work, can do anything, but a man cannot be able to do anything to hurt to him child in the house. Example, like, there is a woman there near our house, this woman. She's married early, when she has 18 years. Now she's produced 10 people, eight children. Now they are suffering. Because this man doesn't want to work. The woman can go and collect the firewood from the garden. The woman can do anything to take their child to school. But her firstborn, she's a girl. And then the secondborn is a boy. They want this girl to be married, and then he wants this boy to go to school. Why? Because of he needs. Because this man don't want to work. He's too lazy. But I want to say that to my friends, my sisters. You raise up your voice. Don't leave your parents to be a problem in your life. Get your school. Get your anything. Be struggle, I will help you to be future of tomorrow.
Okay, thank you for that. That is your opinion, brilliant. Yes, let me hear from you.
Repeat again this question.
Yes, the question is saying, what areas have you seen the girls doing well, equally like boys, or even better than boys? Or how are the women doing so much more than the men can do? Okay?
So, for example, in there in Koromla, I will say like this. There, the man there do not want to dig in their food. He want mother to dig in the food. Why? You are not a human being. I am a human being. Let us go to digging our food to our children. They want to say that like this. But girl, they are not going to school. Girl, they are not going to school. For me, that is wrong. Girl will be going to school because this he want to... She want to see what will happen in their future. So, for example, again, in the Kasire, there, a father must be father must be drinking wine. And Marada do not want to drinking wine because he want to see what will happen in her future of the children. This is my answer.
Okay, thank you. Yes, let me hear from Sunday.
Girls are more active than boys in doing domestic work. For example, like cooking, freshing water, doing a lot of things like in Ukoboita. The woman will believe to make a house and the man will sleep like he's a boss or a minister, will put her leg like this. Mm. And the woman will walk on that house and he will see, this place is not well, and the woman will go and do it. I said, for me, it's not okay. Girls are more active than boys. Also, girls are more active than boys girls are more active than boys in smearing the house. Yes, girls, they are smearing the house. The house will be clean and very nice. The boys, they cannot do it.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Sunday. Yes, Joy. All right, as Joyce gets her point right, let us go on to listen to, do you have any other addition you want to add on to what you have already said?
Yes, I want to add that.
Yes.
Okay. To me, Flora, I can't leave anyone to be like me now. I am a girl. Even in future, I will be a woman. I want you girl from outside, you be strong. You raise up your voice before the hunger of the world can eat you. Don't leave your family to make you like him something for playing, what. You are like a boy. Anything boy can do it, you will do it. You are a girl. If the boy president, you will be a president. If a minister of education, you will be a minister of education, you will be better than them. That's why I say that you are a better than boy and much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's look at how are women or girls not treated equally in the community? What examples do you have?
Example, like here, in Munuki, the women can go from Munuki, she can wake up from one. She will go until Sherikat to collect the firewood until Munuki. She can't tired, but a man can't be able to do this because have a sweet body. Doesn't work, say that I marry a woman, she will do for me anything. She's not the one marry me. I'm the one who marry her. That's why I'm a boss in this house. No, we are together. God said that share a life. Women like a man like a woman. That's why I say that don't differentiate your children. You are a mother. If you differentiate your children, you will be have something. In like example, if you differentiate this boy and this girl, I give this one money for breakfast, I do not give this one. She'll be half heading. She will hate herself. A girl can hate a boy. A boy can hate a girl. Sometimes you will get a girl, she will kill the boy because you do not give her anything enough. That's why she will kill your boy and then you will be with nothing. That's why you will leave your girl to go to school to learn anything, to learn a lot of things. You know that the girl, the one she's not educated, her behavior is different. But you are the one educated. You can't do this. If your family doing you bad, you'll say, this is my family. I can't take him like this. This is my future. I will go to school and then I will tell him who I am. But if the girl, she's not educated, if her family doing her bad things, she'll say, this family, I want him to be cry. Uh-huh. She will go and bring the fire. She will draw it in the house. The house will be burned. But the educated girl, she will not do this. She will see like this. This is the house, the one I sleep on it, the one I do anything. If I burn it, where can I go? Where my parents can go? Let me leave it like this. If they are doing bad, God did not can forget me. This is my answer to you, and thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we are saying, what areas do you see women not being treated equally as men? Yes, let me hear from Sunday. Sunday, you have something for us.
Girls are given too much work at home.
Okay.
Like here in our, in South Sudan here, girls are doing more work. When she is coming from school, the mother will say, "You, my daughter, you go in fresh water. You come and do this. You come and cook for us. We are waiting for your food." Those things, it is not okay for us girls. We are doing a lot of things, but they cannot take control of us. They will force us, "You go and marry early. You go and do this, this." It's better for them because they want the money and, oh, a cattle. For me, it's not okay. Yes, I am a girl. I want to be uneducated. If I am an educated woman and my husband is an educated man, we will be together. We will raise our home together. We can manage our home together. If I'm not educated and my husband is educated, how will us go and manage our home together? The husband will say that I'm the one who's responding house. You don't have a voice to say here because I'm the one who educated you. You are like coming from a village or coming from where? Do you think you are like me? You will not be like me. I'm educated. I know how to read A, B, C, D, and you. You don't know. One or what, you don't know.
Okay.
This is my answer.
Okay, yes, Regina.
So for my paper, it's like this. Girl are not allowed to go to school. I want to ask you why girl is not allowed to go to school.
Okay, now, well, there are so many instances that happened, for instance, where children, for instance, a girl child is looked at as a source of wealth, like you had already mentioned earlier, and where somebody, instead of sending a girl child to one study and have a brighter future, they look at her as, if we marry her off, she'll give us wealth for the family. And yet, in actual sense, this wealth, which you think is much, is short-lived. And if this girl is to study and have a brighter future, you are going to have an amazing family. They'll be able to support your family and do so many other things for the nation at large. So let's go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more. This right after the break.
That's my girl.
Yourself this flawless body, aching out from head to toe.
Ain't nothing, ain't nothing. I'm a ladies round the world. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing. The girls gotta get back.
You've been down before,
pick it up, pick it
you've
up.
Been hurt before,
pick it up, pick it
you've
up.
Got up before.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
be good to go.
Good to go.
Destiny said it, you gotta get up and get it. Get mad, independent, and don't you ever forget it. Get some dirt on your shoulders and let me brush it off for ya. If you're feeling me, put your thigh high. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program, and we are looking at the power of the adolescent girl. What can an adolescent girl do to change the world, to make it a better place? In our discussion, we'd like to know from our pupils, what advice can you give to the parents who are forcing girls into marriage? Flora.
First of all, I will go and advise my friends, because you know that a girl who doesn't want to marry, her family should force her to go to marriage. Even she will be, I don't care with it anything. Yes, she will cry, she will cry. But you know, the cry she will make for you some sickness. That's why I will go and advise her. If she understand me, I will go and advise her parents. If the parents, they are not advise me, they are not understand me, I will go to police station. They can understand me. Even the parents can understand me there. But I want to give some example to the parents, the one who don't want him children to go and to school. You know that your daughter is like you. When you are young, your mother, she's not doing you like this. A mother, she have a heart like a goat. You know that you are a mother. You are God number, first God. You are a first God. But if you are doing your daughter like this, what can you feel? If you are a father, you are there. You are understanding me now. If what can you feel? You are doing your daughter bad. You are different her from your daughter and boy. Don't different the children. They are the same. They are human beings. A boy have a blood, a girl have a blood. A boy have a body, a girl have a body. All of them, they are your future. If you be a grandfather, a man, what can you do for you? Human being better than money. Okay, you will take a money. 1 year, 2 years, the money can finish. Even if you take a cow, the cows can die. If you they are die, you eating. What can you take? Your daughter, now when she go to marriage, she's suffering there. Her child, she suffer. You know that this year in South Sudan, the boys, just they want to marry the girl to go and do her bad there. They can beat you. Ah, I marry you with the money. I will do for you anything I want. Not good. You are a girl. You have a right to talk anything. Don't leave yourself to your parents to be control it. You control yourself alone in your future of tomorrow. Together, we enjoy, we'll be future of tomorrow.
Hey, thank you. Yes, let me hear from Regina.
Girls are not allowed to go to school. For me, I will say girls is allowed to go to school because girls is want to see in what will happen in her future of the parents. Say, girl will go to school, they have finished primary and secondary and university. Her parents will not become happy, but this girl, he want girl to go to the marriage, but her husband is not good. The husband must be bring to the parents money. Her parents become very happy because some parents here, they are happy with the money. They are not happy with the future of the children. For me, I will say God is allowed to go to school because girls, they are, do not want tired to the half future of the children. But some parents to these years, he want the tired to the future of the children.
Okay, yes, let me hear from Sunday.
My advice to the parents that, parents, leave your daughter to be educated. If they have educated, they will be a better citizen of South Sudan. Yes, a girl will be a better citizen of South Sudan. Girls are the one who raised South Sudan up. That's why I will say that leave your daughter to be an educated woman. Also, you can leave your boy to be an educated man also. Because they will be equal. If you leave your daughter and you will leave also your son to be an educated, they will be equal. No one will say that I am like that, or no one will say that. All of the people will be together in South Sudan. We will raise our country together.
Girl are allowed go to school because school is very important. You will become a Ministry of Health manager, Ministry of Education, you become university, you will finish your school. That's why I'm saying girls are very important in school. School is very important.
Okay. Thank you so much for those brilliant ideas. We'll go for a break.
I am an African girl. Well, I know where I'm coming from, and I know who I wanna be. I am trying to defy everything they said of us, we who have chocolate skin. In the back of my mind, all I can hear, oh, voices of those who are here, those who've already gone. And I can hear them whispering, oh, why do we talk when you go to their land? Please represent us well. And I can hear my grandma say, child, I've got nothing to give to you, but may God be with you in that distant land. I am an African girl. Well, I know where I'm coming from, and I know who I wanna be. I am trying to defy everything they said of us, we who have chocolate skin.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program. We are privileged to have a guest with us in the studio. Your name and why you're here?
Well, my name is Ria William Uyada. I'm the executive director of Crown the Woman South Sudan. And I'm here to celebrate with my fellow young sisters here and talk about the International Day of the Girl Child.
You are most welcome.
Thank you so much, Jerome.
Yes. Just to dive into our discussion, how prepared are you for the celebration of International Day of Girl Child?
Well, I'm so excited that we have such a day as girls of the world. I mean, it's not long ago when this day was recognized. I mean, 2011 was just like yesterday. But however, I'm excited that we have such a day, and starting to talk about our issues right now is very important, and it's a step towards celebration of the day. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. What kind of activities do you think can be carried out to promote this day?
Well, we have a lot of activities that should be carried out to promote this day, and one of them is just what we are doing right now, is raising awareness and talking about the International Day. Even when you go to the streets right now and ask people what is the International Day of the Girl Child, I'm sure not everyone would give you the right answer. People don't even know about this day. So us talking about this day is important. And what we can do is even go to the streets, to people even at home, in our offices, and talk about this day. To elaborate, what is this day? Why was it? Why was it even, you know, started in the first place? For example, the day focuses on and showing and issues and attention, trying to bring attention to the issues that adolescent girls face. For example, if you look at South Sudan, our girls have a lot of issues, like being forced into marriage. If you go to school, girls are less than boys. We all know that. For example, we've gone to schools in Rajaf and we find that there are no girls in primary seven. For us, that is really sad. So it's really important that we raise awareness. We show the people that a girl is very important, just like the boy is. We inspire South Sudanese through films. And we said we are not going to keep on using films from outside, but rather tell stories that are happening in South Sudan. We know that girls are being forced into marriage, and so we wrote this script and produce a short film to inspire our girls to stay in school, because it talks about Lala, a young girl who was forced into marriage when she was used as compensation. We know what is happening in our community. We have a lot of compensation going on. So she was forced into marriage, and still Lala had a vision of one day becoming this big, awesome woman. And she did not give up even when she was forced into marriage. So she worked hard and she went back to school. She became a lawyer. And it's based on a true story. We know that even in our schools that where we are based, girls are still being forced into marriage. They are dropping out of school. So we want to show them that, look, even when you're forced into marriage, there is still opportunity for you to go back to school and become that lawyer that you wanted to become, and become that teacher you wanted to become, and become that doctor that you wanted to become. The other plan we have for our girls is we are giving girls sanitary towels to maintain them in school. We also realize that it's a challenge. If you look at our economy right now in South Sudan, before a sanitary towel used to be £5 or £3, but right now it's about £300, which a poor South Sudanese girl cannot afford. So for us to maintain her in school, even during her menstrual period, is to supplement them with sanitary towels, scholastics, and to just keep them in school. Because as our young girls were saying before, as I was listening, that when she has a period, she automatically stays home. Menstrual cramps, she cannot afford the sanitary towels, which affects her performance, you know, because if she is out of school in a year, 3 months in a year, because a normal girl gets a period of 5 to 7 days. Imagine she's out of school for 3 months in a year. Her performance will not be the same as the boys' performance. So we give them sanitary towels and other basic scholastics to keep them in school, even when the time when they're having their periods. And we're also going to teach them on how to make reusable pads, because we realize it is cheaper to have a reusable pad than the disposable one. So it is now in the process. We've already started acquiring our resources. So we'll teach our girls how to make the reusable pads and stay in school. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's go for a break. And when we return, we'll listen to more from you.
Thank you.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Mirai.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
It's now time to have questions from our pupils. Does anyone have a question?
Yes, I have.
Okay, please go ahead.
I'm by the name Sunday Massimo from Maya Girls A. I'm in Standard 7. Why girls are not more educated in South Sudan?
Thank you, Sunday. You're asking why girls in South Sudan are not educated. Why there are less educated girls in South Sudan as compared to the boys. We've seen even statistics, sad, ugly statistics, where you go to a school and you find, for example, there are no girls, but there are only boys, but yet it's a mixed school. So I would say one of the reasons, there are so many reasons why girls are less educated than boys, and one of them is lack of support from our parents. Lack of support from our parents in that, and this comes about because of so many reasons. It could be poverty. We know South Sudan is among the poorest countries in the world. Not everyone can afford taking their children to school. And because of the preference of boys, they believe that one day a girl will get married and she'll go to her family. So it's not important to educate her. It's important to educate the boy because he will continue with the lineage of the family. So because of those situations, they decide that girls should stay home because they're just going to wait and be married off. So let the boys go to school. Okay. And the other reason I could say is why we're having less educated girls is still the girls are not given so much space to even execute that they can go to school. If you go to school, you'll find that a girl will not even have much time to even read, to compete equal with the boys. School closes at 5. The boy will go to play football or to even extend the classes and read, okay? But the girl is expected to stay, to go home direct to help the mother in the kitchen with cooking, with preparing dinner and all that. Or even going to the market with the mother to help. This is what the community has put us into, okay? So the girl will stay home helping the mother. By the time she comes back from the market or from the kitchen, she is tired. The best thing she can do is sleep. And at the end of the day, she's performing very poorly. So the mother will be like, Itarfu, or the father, you're failing in class, so stay at home. Help your mother, okay? The other thing also I would say why girls are still less in education as compared to boys is we've not yet started raising a lot of noise to ensure girls stay in school. Okay, we are keeping quiet about these issues, yet the issues are happening in our societies. So there are so many problems, poverty, the war that you can see even a girl right now would be preferred to stay home and take care of her family and not take care and the boys are going to school. So there's so many reasons, but we should not focus a lot on those reasons. But if you have the opportunity as a girl, please go to school.
Yeah. You can also say that girls are not more educated in South Sudan because girl has been forced by their parents to marry early. That's why girls are not educated in South Sudan.
Yeah, that is true. We have seen what is happening in our country. Sunday, our little sisters are being forced into marriage. We have seen that. You even have friends, for example, in your community who are forced into marriage. And it's also preventing the girls from going to school. But I should still say that we should not use our challenges to be a block towards our dream, okay? I've shared a story about Lala, a girl we wrote about, who went back to school and she's now a successful lawyer at 32, okay? So you can still, even though you're forced into marriage, you can still stand up and say, I still want to go back to school and still go back to school, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Aria. Your last remark.
My last remark would be to everyone listening to this program. It's an amazing program, and it's good that girls and women are starting to speak up about our issues. So one advice I would give to everyone is it is a girl's right to stay in school. Please, the government of South Sudan, the women of South Sudan, the men of South Sudan, the police of South Sudan, the teachers of South Sudan, let us work together. It's a collective power. Let us work together to ensure that girls remain in school. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. A round of applause.
riddles?
Riddles.
I have a riddles. My riddles goes like this. I am a woman. I have a lot of children. When all my children die, it is difficult to me to deliver again. Who am I?
Anyone knows the answer to that? No. Okay.
Matchbox.
Okay. Oh, all right. Any other riddle?
Yeah. I thank you to give me this opportunity. My riddle.
Riddle.
My riddle goes like this. I have a beautiful girl. This girl is more very bickery. Even a young child touch him like this, she will cry. What is this?
Cavera.
The answer will be correct.
Okay. Any other riddle?
Yes. Riddle.
I have a riddle. I have a thing. At night, she'll be pregnant. At morning, she'll be delivering. What is this?
House. I think.
What is the right answer?
I think the answer is house.
Yes, correct.
How?
Because at night, all the people will go inside, they are going to sleep. At the morning, all the people, they are going outside. Some of them, they are going to school.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let us listen to the poem.
Here is poem. It was written by Sunday. My poem is about, by the title is about peace. Welcome, everybody. We are very glad to can see education runs and runs. You can hear the features keeping calling us. You can hear the features say ever comes and come. Teacher ever citing giving us knowledge. Teacher ever say, do read hard. Teacher ever citing, don't forget your time. Book, pen, and pencil is for education and more. Head teacher ever citing giving us knowledge. Head teacher ever say, do what you heard. Head teacher ever citing, don't forget your time. Book, pen, and pencil is for education and for more. Mother ever citing giving us knowledge. Mother ever say, do right things. Mother ever citing, don't forget your time. Book, pen, and pencil is for education and for more. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for the riddle. That was a beautiful. With that, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for joining us. It has been a pleasure to host you on Kids Express. Till next time. Thank you.
Started singing when I was 2, writing my own songs in my notebook. Natani kani kali kali kama mi mami. Aba singa mwanja kala became a star. Sitani alavye nganginda wala. Anti Yesu gwen kulembeza. Obu tego tego ngebi kambe vitario. Obu sitani waso seza. Ola banda vaku maziga. Agama mijali chisuse. Na yenze ndina gwando. Watamegewa nina Yesu. Oya sangula miuna. Na rana zonaze sisobola. Let me share with you a man who will listen to your cry. Let me share with you a man who will make all things right. Let me share with you a man who will listen to your cry. He's my sweetest song. My sweetest song. My sweetest song. My sweetest song. My sweetest song.
DK Music.
How are we going to know? Na fulu miaka nose sabola kuchawa. Awa sitani michumu nuguna. Na gamba njelo lindaba. Teya ninda na kumbala chamo savu. Na mpahiri za tigulari ya nilubuto. Awa bama ulire nivanonya. Bansanga nevida kusomiro. Webantu nulira nive unya. Nebagamba tisitanyoli watima Chicago sonyi nekachikomia oh. Kulunonga fuse na ambasada Sitanyala vienga nindola Anti yesu kwenkulembeza Obu tego tego ngebi kamebi tariyo Obu sitani wasoseza Olava nava kumazika Agama michani chisose Na yenze ndina guano Antamegewa nina yesu Oya sangula miona Narana zona zesi sola Let me share with you a man Who will listen to your cry Let me share with you a man Who will make all things right Let me share with you a man Who will listen to your cry He's my sweetest son Oh, hey.